Good morning. Hi, how are you all? Good to see you. I'm glad you're here. Yeah. Who can tell me what this is?
Cord.
It's a cord. What is it called? It's a cord that is a...
Wire.
You know what it's actually called? An extension cord.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And an extension cord means that if something needs plugging in, but you're too far away from it, you plug that into the wall, then you plug the lamp into this, and then the lamp could go from there to there instead, right? You plug it in. Well, let me show you what I mean. You ready? Come up here. Come here. Okay, now I'm going to do the unplugging. This could be very dangerous. Oh no, what just happened? The Christmas tree turned off. But if I... Oh no. This is a two. Okay, we're going to have to do this as if. Okay. If it had a little thing down there, you would plug it out. You would, huh? There's one right there. Oh, there's one right there. Oh, my goodness, alive. Thank you, Maya. Okay, hold that, okay? Here's an extension plug. Okay. Now, if we wanted to come from here all the way to over here, so that in the middle of my sermon, I could plug it in, look what happens. Oh, nothing. I turned the switch on. Oh, you know what? I plugged it in. This is the one that plugs into the wall. Some things just don't go the way you planned them. Okay. Here. Wow, thank you very much. Okay. All right. Now, give me my extension cord back. No, Maya's got it. Okay. All right. Now, look at this. Okay. Maya, can you plug that into the wall? Evan can do it. Yeah. We're good. Okay. Now, look. If I wanted this lamp to come from there to over here so that I could see my sermon, look what I could do. Wow. It can go from there to here. Now, here's the point. You know what church is really about? Church, yeah, Christ. And church is about staying plugged into Christ. What are some of the ways you think we might stay plugged into Christ? Let me give you a Bible reading, okay? Coming to church, okay? Singing in church, okay? Are there like favorite songs you really like? Singing in church, giving to people who have less than we do, that was a big thing with Christ, okay? Going to Sunday school, okay? All of those are ways that we stay plugged into Christ. And you see these people who are out here? You've got people out here who for years and years and years have read their Bible, prayed to God, given to people who are less fortunate than we are, helped to keep the church going in all sorts of ways. You've got people out here, I bet if we added it all up together, we might have 500 or 600 years of people who have made sure that they lived out their love for God. So you know what I want us to do, even though you're younger? This year, I want to make sure that as children of this church, we find a way to stay plugged into God as well. And you know one really effective way that we do that? I see people, come with me one more time. I see people who every Sunday they bring
a simple can of food. Ooh, look at this. Chicken noodle soup. Who likes chicken noodle soup? I love chicken noodle soup. Okay. Are they brave? Oh. What? Chef Boyardee. Are they bringing new potatoes? Who likes potatoes? Who likes french fries? Oh, here we go. Everybody does. You do. They bring just empty food so that people who